What about the name of Simi?
The police in town are supposed to maintain what?
Maintain.
Yeah.
Like law or something?
Yeah, an order in the town.
Orders and things like that.
So they're supposed to uphold.
Keep the town going or whatever, laws and.
Put those two together, you said they're supposed to uphold.
Law and order,
yeah.
Did they ever say that here, you know?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Yeah,
the fellow in Lacombe, bad fellow in Lacombe, he was always in trouble.
Yeah.
And he used to pass through Clydale every now and then, and they'd be watching. Every time he'd come over here from New Orleans, he'd give them trouble. So he'd come around Clydale, pass through Clydale, and the law was after him. And he took after him. And he shot the door. It's like this was the car door, and the police was sitting in his car driving, and he shot right through that door like that. That was a close bullet, close one for you, close call.
Did it kill the police?
No, didn't kill the police, just missed him. Well, you know what happened to him when they did catch him? They brought him and take him to Covington jail. They got about halfway. They claimed he jumped out the car. They got tired of fooling with him, that's all. They let him go out then.
They put him on the run, huh?
Put him on the run, right, but they put him on the stop, too. At the end of that.
Yeah.
And that fella done it would do it, too. Right now, he'd be dead. I guess a nigga would kill him already, but I'll tell you one thing. If he was living right now, them niggas in Slidell would walk the chalk line, you hear me? He was one of them kind that hated the nigga, and he didn't play around with him.
What do you mean, the policeman here?
Yeah, he was our criminal sheriff over here.
Sheriff?
He was our criminal sheriff. He chewed tobacco. He was a big plug of tobacco. It was after a fellow one time, he had robbed a bank somewhere. And they got news that he was hidden right here. So finally, they find out where he was. And they had a tourist cabin. We're on the other end of Slidell. If you know where Dr. Francis got his office where he treats the dogs and all that,
yeah,
veterinarian?
Yeah.
Right there. They had a little, two, three little buildings there. We find out it's in there. So the sheriff got all the deputies and all that, and they surround that place. And he said, well, I'm going to get him. And he took off. And he told him, come out of that house. You wouldn't come out. But that fella made it to a tree. And he shot at that fella. And they tell me that tree was just big enough. And he was a big fella. And all he could do is just stand up by that tree like that. And they tell me boss would fly off of that tree. He got him all right. He told him, I'm going to get him. He went and got him. He didn't mean me, boy. He didn't care if he died. He was going to get you.
Yeah. What other states do you know about? Have you ever been out of Louisiana? You said you've been in Mississippi a couple of times. And Arkansas. Anywhere else?
Florida.
Yeah. Okay, go to Florida. How'd you get there? You went through what?
Tugboat. Traveling on tugboat. I went as far as about 20 miles on the other side of Fort Myers, Florida. Out in the Gulf. Passed through the Gulf. On a little 54-foot stub, no more than 8 inches freeboard on the back end. You can stand on the back like that and wash your hands. Good bad weather come, we get in sometimes. We have to travel inside, you know, and all that. But that's how far. I traveled all one summer over there. We had a job. We had